is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The American economy, where to look as to what direction? We're told recession in the immediate future. We're told sticky inflation. We're told layoffs in Silicon Valley. But Gene Marks, he is the small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications. And Gene knows where to look about the economy. It's Las Vegas. Gene, a very good evening to you. My favorite story from the depths of the pandemic was you arriving in Las Vegas and measuring the economy on the basis of how long it took for a rental car to show up at the front of the airport. Now you have another measure about visitor traffic down. What does this mean about the American economy? Good evening to you, Gene.
Hi, John. Yeah, you know, I'm going to be in Las Vegas two times this month, speaking to a couple of different industry growth groups. So I'm looking forward to going there. And listen, I think there's really good news for me, but unfortunate news for the economy. The Las Vegas Convention Authority there tracks visitor traffic coming into into the city. And the bad news is that in January, visitor traffic was down 4% compared to 2019. And that's overall visitors, but convention traffic, because we all know that Las Vegas is the center of conventions in this country, it was down almost 25% compared to the same period pre-COVID. And I want to make sure that we're clear on this, because, I do speak at a lot of different events. January is a big convention time for Vegas, John. The weather is warm and it's right after the holidays and a lot of big shows go on there. And, this past January was a real disappointment. And I think that's really indicative. You and I were talking before we went on the air about how, Las Vegas is all about shopping. Whether you're spending your money at the casinos or frankly, if you're going through all the malls and the stores and whatever, when you have 25% less convention traffic, that has a big impact on the restaurants and stores, many small businesses in that city. The good news for me, though, is when I go there this month, if traffic is still down, that means I can wait a little bit less time for a taxi or to check into my hotel. But that's just selfish. I'd like to see it pick up again because I'd like to see the economy pick up there as well. It's a good indicator of where things are going.
Yes, the economy is bursting at the seams when Gene is waiting and waiting and waiting and nothing happening. And he's thinking he has to hitch a ride and asking, have you actually heard my order? All right, we go to another way of measuring the economy. Is the ISM Manufacturing Index. Now, we can say it increased, Gene, but it's under 50%, correct? That's the negative.
Yeah, that is correct. The ISM is the Institute of Supply Managers, and there is it's a closely watched indicator by a lot of economists. Because it's an association of purchasing managers, essentially. And what it was is they pulled the purchasing managers and they asked them, what are you buying and how much are you buying and what are the profitabilities of your business? And it is it's a good indication of the manufacturing environment around the country. When they did they do this every month, the January numbers. So the rate of purchasing is still going down. It's a little bit less of a downward rate than it was in the prior month. But this contraction in manufacturing, John, has been going on now for quite a few months. It is a real concern about the manufacturing sector. There is good news, though. The ISM, besides doing their analysis of their manufacturing purchasing managers, they also ask all the people that are in their membership that are in the service sector. So these are business and consumer services. That sector is going real strong. Just today, they came out and released their service index, and that continues to grow steadily. And what that means is that the manufacturing base in the U.S. right now is struggling and contracting, so less goods are being made. On the other side, all the firms that are out there providing services, architectural services, consulting, landscaping services, construction services, they're still in growth mode. So conflicting numbers, just like the conflicting economy that we're in.
Now we go to sales. Walmart, Best Buy, Macy's. Everyone is reporting the shopper is pulling back. Now, Gene, here's the mystery. Is the shopper pulling back because there's going to be a recession, or is the shopper pulling back because he or she is out of money? I can't tell. Can you?
Well, it's there's never one answer to questions like that. I think it's a combination of things. I mean, I think it's household savings declining, credit card spending has gone up, interest rates have significantly increased, which increases the cost on our credit card savings. Mortgage rates now are hitting close, 7% nationwide. A lot of these things really factor in on consumers. If like you and I mean, we are still spending on the things that are near and dear to our hearts, like groceries and gas and Netflix, at least in my case. But Macy's, Best Buy, Walmart, they did report last quarter. Many of the retailers did report a decent holiday season. So that's good news. But their outlook for 2023 across the board in the retail sector is very muted. Many of the big retailers are expecting there to be a decline in consumer spending. At least the rate of growth is going to decrease. I'm expecting to see the same, which is why I am. Ultimately, it comes down to the consumer, John. And, at some point, consumers in this country, they can't sustain the level of spending that we've been seeing over the past couple of years. And I think we are going to be looking at a pullback. And when people stop buying, less firms manufacture, less firms provide services, less opportunities there are for small merchants and restaurants and other people that are in related industries. And I think that means that we are going to be seeing a slowdown and most likely a recession sometime before the end of 2023. I'm predicting sometime mid-year. I don't think it'll be significant, but I do think it will be something that will be telling. Of course, when it comes to recession, we won't really know till after the fact, right? Because it's supposed to be two quarters of negative GDP growth. So we'll probably be through the recession before we even knew we had it. But I do think we're seeing that slowdown, and these retail sales are a really good indicator of that.
The Wall Street Journal's report includes an economist, Jeffrey Roach of LPL Financial, making a distinction between goods consumption and services consumption. And he says he expects consumer spending to remain strong as long as the labor market, wage growth, and savings rates hold up. There's the puzzle, Gene. Now let's connect this to sticky inflation. We're spending money, but everything's costing more. So there's a contest here between those of us who are cautious and say that's too much, and yet at the same time, we have jobs, we have income, and we feel confident. It's odd.
Let's talk about compensation, though, John. For starters, hourly workers this year have had an average hourly increase of anywhere from 4 to 5%. Inflation has been running more than that. So they are barely, if not even, keeping up with inflation. And that ultimately has its impact. Salary workers have been doing better. The average salaried employee, according to payroll company ADP, received more than a 7% increase year over year. And people that switched jobs got a 15% increase as well. Millions of people did that. So salaried people were doing a little bit better when it came to keeping up with inflation. The big question is, John, is how long can businesses sustain that? Can they continue to provide salaried and even hourly increases at the 5 to 8% level in 2023, particularly when so many of my clients, so many businesses are still reeling from the significant effects of inflation over the past couple of years? Core materials prices, anything from steel to construction materials to industrial chemicals, have increased double-digit levels over the past 2 years, although they are plateauing. So businesses are trying to adjust to that. There's only so much price increases they can do nowadays, and there's only so much compensation increases businesses, particularly small businesses, can afford. So if they can't keep up with those compensation increases and people are barely making enough to keep up with inflation, I'm not quite sure if they're going to have much disposable income throughout this year to spend. And I do think that's going to impact consumer spending.
Getting ready for the recession, third quarter, fourth quarter. There's a contraction now, depending on where you are in the markets. Gene Marks, he is a small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. It's time for Gene and myself to start worrying about the Phillies. When we come back, small business itself, and Gene has some recommendations for small businesses and the utility bill. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Beck.